This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Yo, year-end parties. Year-end parties.
Many companies are hosting their year-end parties this week, Mr. Jones. Gare bolala so ke di up and down go ba go dimo le fase wa prepare ba go re batse bakeng. And having attended a lot of those over the years, it's safe to say that there are things that people should not be doing. Can we agree? Or there are just certain things that we should not be doing when it comes to year-end functions. There are things that one should be avoiding. Just avoid those things in order to not start 2026 with major regrets when it comes to the work front. Now you find yourself in a situation, you must look for a new job because you've embarrassed yourself. And I'm not lying. There's a message. Anonymous, I lost my job because of saying too much. Mm. And I ended up seeing other things that I shouldn't have seen.
Mm.
So I avoid such kind of gatherings. I just leave early. It's a message. It's unsigned.
Or you become a laughing stock. Yeah, 2026.
Hey, when?
They look back.
Hey, when?
Hey.
So we're talking now with leadership expert, Dr. Mpumi Mkhize, joining us on the line. Doc, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners. I'm doing very well. It's December, so I'm doing very well.
Ooh, good December, dog. So, you know how we like saying what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I don't know if it applies. What happens at the end year party stays at the end year party. Does it apply when you're partying with your colleagues?
Well, it doesn't, because remember, you must acknowledge the nature of the relationship that you have. So yes, with your friends, you have a different contract, a psychological contract with them. But with the employer, you don't just have a psychological contract, you also have an official contract with the employer. So you are always an employee regardless.
You know, I was talking to Mr. Jones and he has a bone to pick with just colleagues in general, because as someone who doesn't drink alcohol, when people ask for what they're going to be drinking and you put in your order and you have your guava juice there and they put it in ice and you know you're going to be drinking your guava juice when everyone is drinking alcohol. The thing is, when they have their lunch, they are busy downing your guava juice there. And by the time they start drinking their alcohol, you are out of guava juice. So maybe let's look at some of the things that people should definitely avoid doing when they attend a year-end function. What comes to your mind?
Well, I want to start, now that we started talking about our liquids, people need to mind their alcohol intake, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They need to recognize that this is work, even though I'm with my colleagues. So stick to one or two drinks, because you might lose control and your nerves might drive you to really losing your name. So you might be too over familiar with your colleagues and start sharing things that you shouldn't be sharing with them. And that's the fastest way of you losing your credibility. And also, You need to be aware of your socializing cross lines. So meaning that if you go and you meet with a certain grouping at the party, you need to know that this is your time to shine. You need to know that this is a time to sell my brand. When everyone has got their guts down, I need to then tell them who Dr. Mpumi is, in a most subtle and socializing way, so that should there be an opening in the future, they consider me and the conversations we've had.
You know, there's one other thing, Doc. I don't know, because other people look at, you know, it's time to end your functions, it's time to go there, relax, drink, eat, whatever, just, you know, get ready for the holidays and whatnot. But is there a chance perhaps for people to socialize with senior management? Because sometimes even the CEO is there, you know. People from the CEO's office are there. The CEO secretary that you never get access to is there. Could this be a chance for you to, you know, whisper sweet nothings in some manager's ear and position yourself for promotion? Or are we just there for fun? Would it be a bad idea for you to start talking, you know, talking about some of the problems you see in the company and start coming up with solutions? And I've been thinking, we struggle with this and this and this. And perhaps you start coming with strategies. Yeah. Huh? What do you think, Doc? Is it the time or not?
So I think at least just wait for them to start the conversation, depending on the level that they add. So you can't just strike them with a work-related conversation. However, I wanted to say you need to recognize that the staff party is also an extension of a workplace culture. So your presence and the tone of your conversation is the one that's going to set you apart. So if we're talking and they say, oh, so which environment you from? And you say, I'm from engineering. You're like, what's going on there? You know, what are you guys doing there? And you start talking now, you start talking shop. In you talking shop, you infuse your ideas. You don't just overwhelm them with your ideas. It's a staff party after all. But you infuse those ideas and your observations and what are the trends. And then they want you to unpack the trends further, and they're unpacking them with you. So those are the kind of conversations. You can't be having a conversation about Snoop Dogg and Tupac. And no. You must have conversations that are related to the work that you do and the solutions, not just in your micro, but in the macro environment as well. So then they start seeing your thinking, who you are, and how you conceptualize certain things.
Because, you know, in a social setting, people like to drift very much to relationship topics. Next thing, you want to talk to Jolo with the CEO.
Imagine.
We're going to leave it here, Doc. Thank you so much for all the tips you gave us. Hopefully, our listeners are listening and they will think about this. Leadership expert, Dr. Mpumi Mkhize.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.